Frau Breckenmacher Attends a Wedding by Catherine Mansfield. Narrated by Harry Dobby. Getting ready was a terrible business. After supper, Frau Breckenmacher packed four of the five babies to bed, allowing Rosa to stay with her and help to polish the buttons of Herr Breckenmacher's uniform. Then she ran over his best shirt with a hot iron, polished his boots, and put a stitch or two into his black satin necktie. "Rosa," she said, "fetch my dress and hang it in front of the stove to get the creases out. Now, mind you look after the children and not sit up later than 8:30 and not touch the lamp. You know what will happen if you do." "Yes, Mama," said Rosa, who was 9 and felt old enough to manage 1,000 lamps. "But let me stay up. The bub may wake and want some milk." 8:30, said the Frau. "I'll make the father tell you too." Rosa drew down the corners of her mouth. But... "Here comes the father. You can go into the bedroom and fetch my blue silk handkerchief. You can wear my black shawl while I'm out. There now." Rosa dragged it off her mother's shoulders and wound it carefully round her own, tying the two ends in a knot at the back. After all, she reflected, if she had to go to bed at 8:30, she would keep the shawl on. Which resolution comforted her absolutely. "Now then, where are my clothes?" cried Herr Breckenmacher, hanging his empty leather bag behind the door and stamping the snow out of his boots. "Nothing ready, of course, and everybody at the wedding by this time. I heard the music as I passed. What are you doing? You're not dressed, you can't go like that."
"Here they are, all ready for you on the table.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?"